Dokodo, also known as the Way of Walking Alone. This is a set of principles created by Miyamoto Musashi, a famous samurai and swordsmanship expert in Japan. The Dokodo is a guide to living a fulfilling life through self-discipline, mindfulness, and detachment. Before we get into the principles of the Dokodo, let's first understand the context in which it was created. Miyamoto Musashi lived during the 17th century, a time when Japan was in a state of constant turmoil. He was a ronin, a masterless samurai, who spent much of his life traveling the country and engaging in duels with other warriors. Despite his reputation as one of the greatest swordsmen in history, Musashi eventually grew tired of violence and sought to find a more peaceful way of life. It was during this time that he wrote the Dokodo, which he intended as a guide for himself and others who wished to live a fulfilling life. The Dokodo is divided into 21 principles, each of which offers a unique perspective on how to live a fulfilling life. First, let's take a look at some of the overarching themes of the Dokodo. Self-discipline. Musashi believed that self-discipline was the key to living a fulfilling life. Without it, we're easily swayed by our emotions and impulses, which can lead to poor decisions and a lack of direction. By cultivating self-discipline, we're able to stay focused on our goals and make choices that align with our values. The second theme is mindfulness. Musashi believed that being present in the moment was essential to living a fulfilling life. When we're mindful, we're able to appreciate the beauty of the world around us and find joy in simple pleasures. We're also able to recognize our own thoughts and feelings, which allows us to respond to them in a more constructive way. The final theme of the Dokodo is detachment. Musashi believed that being attached to material possessions or external factors was a source of suffering. By letting go of our attachments, we're able to find inner peace and live a more fulfilling life. Accept everything just the way it is. Now that we've established the themes of the Dokodo, let's take a closer look at each of the 21 principles. The first principle is accept everything just the way it is. This principle emphasizes the importance of accepting reality for what it is, rather than trying to impose our own expectations onto it. By accepting things as they are, we're able to avoid unnecessary frustration and disappointment. We're also able to recognize the opportunities that exist within any given situation, rather than focusing solely on its drawbacks. Acceptance is a powerful tool for inner peace and contentment. When we learn to accept everything just the way it is, we let go of our need to control or change external circumstances. This principle encourages us to look at our lives with an open mind and heart, free from judgment or preconceived notions. By doing so, we allow ourselves to see the world as it truly is, rather than through the lens of our own expectations and desires. Of course, acceptance is easier said than done. It can be difficult to let go of our attachment to certain outcomes or situations, especially when they don't align with our vision for our lives. But by practicing acceptance, we can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and contentment, regardless of what life throws our way. We can also learn to appreciate the beauty and wonder of the world around us, even in the midst of adversity. The second principle is, do not seek pleasure for its own sake. This principle reminds us that pleasure should not be our sole focus in life. While it's important to enjoy the pleasures of life, such as good food, entertainment, and companionship, we should not become so consumed by them that we lose sight of our goals and values. By avoiding excessive pleasure seeking, we are able to maintain a sense of balance and perspective in our lives. The pursuit of pleasure is a natural and human desire, but it can also be a source of suffering. When we seek pleasure for its own sake, we often become trapped in a cycle of craving and addiction. This principle encourages us to approach pleasure with a sense of moderation and discernment, recognizing that true happiness comes not from external pleasures, but from within. Of course, this is easier said than done. it can be challenging to resist the allure of instant gratification and to cultivate a sense of inner contentment. However, by practicing self-discipline and moderation, we can learn to find joy in simple pleasures and to cultivate a greater sense of satisfaction in our lives. The third principle is, do not under any circumstances depend on a partial feeling. This principle warns against making decisions based solely on our emotions or temporary impulses. Instead, we should strive to make decisions based on a deep understanding of ourselves and our circumstances. By doing so, we're able to avoid making rash or ill-informed decisions that we may later regret. This principle encourages us to cultivate a sense of detachment from our emotions and feelings. Rather than becoming attached to specific emotions or moods, we are encouraged to remain open and receptive to all experiences. By doing so, we cultivate a greater sense of inner balance and stability, free from the highs and lows of emotional volatility. Of course, this principle does not encourage us to become numb or indifferent to our emotions. Instead, it encourages us to approach our emotions with a sense of detachment and non-attachment, recognizing that they are impermanent and subject to change. By doing so, we can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and stability, even in the face of challenging circumstances. The fourth principle is, think lightly of yourself and deeply of the world. This principle encourages us to be humble and avoid becoming too attached to our own sense of importance. By focusing on the world around us, we're able to gain a greater appreciation for its beauty and complexity. This, in turn, can help us to feel more connected to others and to the larger forces that shape our lives. This principle encourages us to cultivate a sense of humility and openness to the world around us. By thinking lightly of ourselves, we free ourselves from the burden of ego and self-importance. By thinking deeply of the world, we cultivate a greater sense of connection and empathy for others. Of course, this principle does not encourage us to devalue our own worth or to neglect our own needs. Rather, it encourages us to approach the world with a sense of curiosity and wonder, recognizing the vastness and complexity of the universe around us. By doing so, we can cultivate a greater sense of humility and gratitude and connect more deeply with the world and the people around us. The fifth principle is, be detached from desire your whole life long. This principle emphasizes the importance of letting go of our attachments to material possessions, power, and other external factors. By doing so, we're able to find inner peace and live a more fulfilling life. We're also able to focus our attention on things that truly matter, such as our relationships, our passions, and our personal growth. This principle encourages us to cultivate a sense of non-attachment to our desires and cravings. By doing so, we free ourselves from the cycle of craving and addiction that can trap us in a state of suffering. By cultivating a sense of detachment, we learn to find joy and satisfaction in the present moment rather than in the pursuit of external desires. Of course, this principle does not encourage us to neglect our goals or to abandon our dreams. Rather, it encourages us to approach our desires with a sense of detachment and non-attachment, recognizing that they are impermanent and subject to change. By doing so, we can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and contentment, even when our external circumstances may not align with our desires. The sixth principle is, do not regret what you have done. This principle reminds us that we cannot change the past, and that dwelling on our mistakes or shortcomings only serves to hold us back. Instead of regretting what we've done, we should focus on learning from our experiences and moving forward with greater wisdom and insight. Regret is a powerful emotion that can trap us in the past and prevent us from moving forward. This principle encourages us to approach our past actions with a sense of acceptance and forgiveness, recognizing that every experience and decision has brought us to where we are today. By doing so, we free ourselves from the burden of regret and allow ourselves to fully embrace the present moment. Of course, this principle does not encourage us to neglect the lessons that we can learn from our past mistakes. Rather, it encourages us to approach our past actions with a sense of detachment and non-judgment, recognizing that we cannot change what has already happened. By doing so, we can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and acceptance and move forward with greater clarity and purpose. The seventh principle is never be jealous. This principle warns against the destructive power of jealousy, which can lead us to feel resentful and bitter towards others. By cultivating a sense of equanimity and detachment, we are able to avoid becoming envious of others and instead focus on our own growth and development. Jealousy is a powerful emotion that can erode our sense of self-worth and connection with others. This principle encourages us to approach our relationships and interactions with others with a sense of generosity and non-attachment, recognizing that we all have our own unique paths and journeys in life. By doing so, we free ourselves from the burden of jealousy and allow ourselves to fully appreciate the beauty and wonder of the world around us. This principle does not encourage us to neglect our own needs or to neglect the importance of healthy relationships. Rather, it encourages us to approach our relationships with a sense of detachment and non-judgment, recognizing that we cannot control the actions or decisions of others. By doing so, we can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and contentment and foster deeper and more meaningful connections with the people around us. The eighth principle is, never let yourself be saddened by a separation. This principle reminds us that separations are a natural part of life and that we should not become too attached to any one person or situation. By accepting the impermanence of life, we're able to find greater peace and contentment, even in the face of loss or change. Sorrow is a natural and human emotion, but it can also be a source of suffering. This principle encourages us to approach our experiences of sorrow and grief with a sense of detachment and non-attachment, recognizing that these emotions are impermanent and subject to change. By doing so, we free ourselves from the burden of sorrow and allow ourselves to fully embrace the present moment. Of course, this principle does not encourage us to neglect the importance of processing our emotions or seeking support when needed. Rather, it encourages us to approach our experiences of sorrow and grief with a sense of detachment and non-judgment, recognizing that these emotions are a natural part of the human experience. By doing so, we can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and acceptance and move forward with greater clarity and purpose. The ninth principle is, resentment and complaint are appropriate neither for oneself nor others. This principle warns against the destructive power of negativity, which can lead us to become bitter and resentful towards others. Instead of complaining or harboring resentment, we should strive to find constructive solutions to our problems and to maintain a positive outlook, even in the face of adversity. Resentment and complaints are powerful emotions that can erode our sense of inner peace and contentment. This principle encourages us to approach our experiences of anger and frustration with a sense of detachment and non-attachment, recognizing that these emotions are impermanent and subject to change. By doing so, we free ourselves from the burden of resentment and complaints and allow ourselves to fully embrace the present moment. This principle does not encourage us to neglect the importance of setting boundaries or addressing injustices when needed. Rather, it encourages us to approach our experiences of anger and frustration with a sense of detachment and non-judgment, recognizing that these emotions are a natural part of the human experience. By doing so, we can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and acceptance and approach challenging situations with greater clarity and purpose. The tenth principle is, do not let yourself be guided by the feeling of lust or love. This principle emphasizes the importance of maintaining a sense of detachment in our relationships, rather than becoming too caught up in our emotions. By doing so, we are able to avoid becoming overly dependent on others and instead cultivate a sense of self-reliance and independence. Lust and love are powerful emotions that can often cloud our judgment and lead us astray. This principle encourages us to approach our experiences of attraction and attachment with a sense of detachment and non-attachment, recognizing that these emotions are impermanent and subject to change. By doing so, we free ourselves from the burden of lust and love and allow ourselves to fully embrace the present moment. It encourages us to approach our experiences of attraction and attachment with a sense of detachment and non-judgment, recognizing that we cannot control the actions or decisions of others. By doing so, we can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and contentment and foster deeper and more meaningful connections with the people around us. The 11th principle is, in all things, have no preferences. This principle reminds us that our preferences are often shaped by our own biases and limitations, and that we should strive to remain open-minded and flexible in our approach to life. By doing so, we're able to appreciate the diversity of the world and to find joy in the unexpected and the unknown. Preferences are a natural part of the human experience, but they can also be a source of suffering. This principle encourages us to approach our experiences with a sense of detachment and non-attachment, recognizing that everything is impermanent and subject to change. By doing so, we free ourselves from the burden of preferences and allow ourselves to fully embrace the present moment. This principle does not encourage us to neglect the importance of making choices or to abandon our values and beliefs. Rather, it encourages us to approach our experiences with a sense of detachment and non-judgment, recognizing that there is no inherent right or wrong way to live our lives. By doing so, we can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and acceptance and move forward with greater clarity and purpose. Be indifferent to where you live. This principle encourages us to cultivate a sense of inner peace and contentment, regardless of our external circumstances. By detaching ourselves from our physical surroundings, we're able to find greater freedom and flexibility in our lives. We're also able to focus more fully on our inner development and the cultivation of our own character. Our external circumstances, such as our living situation, can often have a powerful impact on our sense of well-being and happiness. This principle encourages us to approach our living situation with a sense of detachment and non-attachment, recognizing that our sense of inner peace and contentment comes from within rather than from our external circumstances. Of course, this principle does not encourage us to neglect the importance of creating a safe and comfortable living environment. Rather, it encourages us to approach our living situation with a sense of detachment and non-judgment, recognizing that our external circumstances are impermanent and subject to change. By doing so, we can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and contentment and focus our energy on the things that truly matter in life. Principle 13. Do not pursue the taste of good food. Food is a natural and necessary part of life, but it can also be a source of attachment and suffering. This principle encourages us to approach our relationship with food with a sense of detachment and non-attachment, recognizing that the pleasure of good food is impermanent and subject to change. By doing so, we free ourselves from the burden of attachment to food and allow ourselves to fully embrace the present moment. This principle does not encourage us to neglect the importance of nourishing our bodies or to deprive ourselves of the pleasure of good food. Rather, it encourages us to approach our relationship with food with a sense of detachment and non-judgment, recognizing that food is a means to an end rather than an end in itself. By doing so, we can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and contentment and approach our relationship with food in a healthy and balanced way. Principle 15, do not act following common customs. Social norms and customs can often dictate how we live our lives and approach our experiences, but they can also be a source of constraint and limitation. This principle encourages us to approach our experiences with a sense of detachment and non-attachment, recognizing that there is no inherent right or wrong way to live our lives. By doing so, we free ourselves from the burden of societal expectations and allow ourselves to fully embrace the present moment. This principle does not encourage us to neglect the importance of community or to abandon our values and beliefs. It encourages us to approach our experiences with a sense of detachment and non-judgment, recognizing that we have the power to make our own choices and live our lives in a way that aligns with our true selves. By doing so, we can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and contentment and move forward with greater clarity and purpose. Principle 16. Do not be jealous or envious. Jealousy and envy are common human emotions, but they can also be a source of great suffering and discontent. This principle encourages us to approach our relationships and experiences with a sense of detachment and non-attachment, recognizing that the success and happiness of others does not diminish our own worth or happiness. By doing so, we free ourselves from the burden of comparison and jealousy, and allow ourselves to fully embrace the present moment. Of course, this principle does not encourage us to neglect the importance of healthy competition or to abandon our goals and ambitions. It encourages us to approach our relationships and experiences with a sense of detachment and non-judgment, recognizing that we have the power to define our own success and happiness. We can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and contentment and approach our relationships and experiences in a healthy and balanced way. Principle 17. Do not hold on to anger or resentment. Anger and resentment can be powerful and overwhelming emotions, but they can also be a source of great suffering and turmoil. This principle encourages us to approach our emotions with a sense of detachment and non-attachment, recognizing that anger and resentment are impermanent and subject to change. By doing so, we free ourselves from the burden of negative emotions and allow ourselves to fully embrace the present moment. This principle does not encourage us to neglect the importance of acknowledging and processing our emotions or to abandon our sense of justice and fairness. Rather, it encourages us to approach our emotions with a sense of detachment and non-judgment, recognizing that we have the power to choose how we respond to difficult situations and experiences. We can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and contentment and approach our emotions in a healthy and balanced way. Principle 18. Do not place yourself above others. The human ego is a powerful force that can often lead us to believe that we are superior to others. This principle encourages us to approach our relationships and experiences with a sense of humility and non-attachment, recognizing that all beings are equal and deserving of respect and compassion. By doing so, we free ourselves from the burden of ego. This principle does not encourage us to neglect the importance of self-respect or to abandon our sense of individuality. Rather, it encourages us to approach our relationships and experiences with a sense of humility and non-judgment, recognizing that we are all interconnected and dependent on each other. By doing so, we can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and contentment, and approach our relationships and experiences in a healthy and balanced way. Principle 19. Do not be attached to your position. Many of us define ourselves by our job titles or social status, but these external markers of identity can also be a source of great suffering and discontent. This principle encourages us to approach our experiences with a sense of detachment and non-attachment, recognizing that our position in society does not define our worth or happiness. By doing so, we free ourselves from the burden of attachment and allow ourselves to fully embrace the present moment. Of course, this principle does not encourage us to neglect the importance of pursuing our passions or to abandon our sense of purpose and direction. Rather, it encourages us to approach our experiences with a sense of detachment and non-judgment, recognizing that our true worth lies in our inner qualities and character. We can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and contentment and approach our experiences in a healthy and balanced way. Principle 20. Do not be preoccupied with living a long life. Many of us fear death and cling to life as if it is the only thing that matters. This principle encourages us to approach our mortality with a sense of acceptance and non-attachment, recognizing that death is an inevitable part of the human experience. This principle does not encourage us to neglect the importance of taking care of our health or to abandon our sense of self-preservation. It encourages us to approach our mortality with a sense of acceptance and non-judgment, recognizing that our time on this earth is limited and precious. By doing so, we can cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and contentment and approach our lives in a healthy and balanced way. Principle 21. Do not stray from the path. The final principle of the Dokodo is perhaps the most straightforward. Do not stray from the path. This principle encourages us to stay true to our values and principles and to avoid getting sidetracked by distractions or temptations that may lead us away from our goals. In many ways, this principle is a summation of all the other principles that precede it. By cultivating a sense of detachment, self-awareness, and inner peace, we can stay focused on our goals and maintain a sense of clarity and purpose, even in the face of adversity. Of course, staying true to our path is not always easy. Life is full of distractions and challenges that can test our resolve and lead us astray. However, by embracing the principles of the Dokodo and making a commitment to stay true to our values and principles, we can stay focused on our path and achieve the success and fulfillment we seek. The Dokodo, or the way of walking alone, offers a powerful and timeless set of principles for living a meaningful and fulfilling life. While these principles were originally intended for the samurai class, they are equally applicable to people from all walks of life and backgrounds. The principles of the Dokodo encourage us to approach our lives with a sense of detachment and non-attachment, recognizing that the pursuit of external success and happiness can often lead us astray. By cultivating a greater sense of inner peace and contentment, we can approach our relationships and experiences in a healthy and balanced way, and find true fulfillment in the present moment. The path of the Dokodo is not an easy one, and it requires a great deal of self-discipline and introspection. However, by embracing these principles and striving to live our lives in accordance with them, we can unlock our full potential as human beings and lead lives of meaning and purpose.